Hello, everyone, and a very warm welcome to this panel discussion. I'm Narayanan, and I'm head of Business Insights at ACCA. I'm delighted to be moderating this discussion featuring a distinguished panel of speakers from organizations including ACCA, Prime Global, which is an association of independent accounting firms, and EY, the global professional services firm. I'll hand over shortly to our panelists so that they can introduce themselves. Before I do that, I just wanted to set a little bit of context for today's discussion. EY and ACCA are jointly launching a report entitled Meaningful Work for the Digital Professional. And the themes for discussion today are very much drawn from some of the things that were explored in that report. The basic premise of the report is this idea of meaningful work, which is basically looking at what it means to have a sense of connection and a sense of motivation and engagement with the work that we do that goes beyond the basic minimum, that goes beyond just getting the job done and doing it because it has to be done. And the report explores this idea specifically in relation to accountancy and finance professionals who are seeking to pivot their careers and their work more towards digital to try and see how they can incorporate more digital-enabled ways of working, to engage more with digital tools, offer more digitized types of services to their clients and stakeholders. So what is this idea of meaningful work? How does it translate for these sorts of people? That's one of the main things that lies at the heart of what the report is trying to understand. There is an evidentiary base for the report. There's about 4,200 survey respondents globally, who are all accountancy and finance professionals themselves, and also one-to-one interviews with a range of leaders across the world, over 20 of whom were from EY globally. And so I'm delighted that they've joined us today for this panel discussion. It's also worth noting that we are releasing this report against the backdrop of COVID-19, which is obviously a significant disruption and a significant shift in many assumptions. And so the report does explore what the impact of COVID-19 looks like for the themes that the report is looking at around meaningful work and the digital professional. And I think a couple of things really come out. One is resilience is a key thing when you're dealing with a difficult situation. The economy is getting really, really challenged. There's a lot of uncertainty around work and jobs and careers. And in an environment of resilience, where resilience is needed, if anything, the idea of meaningful work is even more needed and more relevant, because if you have a connection to your work that is deeper and stronger, it makes it easier to deal with more difficult situations and scenarios. So I think the topic is more relevant than ever. I think it's also worth noting in terms of the digitization agenda that the report speaks to. What we found in the survey data, for example, is that many respondents were talking about how in the near term they were expecting their technology investments to reduce, but for it to pick up quite substantially when they did a look ahead over, let's say, 5 years. And so it doesn't appear to be a structural reduction. The engagement with digitization and digital is something which is a long-term secular trend. It's not something which is going to be completely changed or reversed or blown off course totally because of COVID. And if anything, there's plenty of evidence of an acceleration of digitization for particular areas which relate to keeping the lights on, as they say, in terms of e-commerce and platforms to reach your clients or remote working to reach your staff. So the digitization agenda remains very much strong, relevant, and at the heart of it. So when you add it all up, what it tells us is that, and this is very much reflected, I think, in the approach to how we think about the topics in the report and in our conversation now, which is the COVID aspect is something that we will speak about and we will look at and we will try and understand how it relates to the themes. But the discussion also has a wider relevancy to it that goes beyond COVID as well. So hopefully that provides a bit of context to how and why we are talking about this and where we are seeking to take the discussion as we get into it now. As I promised earlier, I will hand over to each of our panelists one by one. And if you could just please tell us your name, the work that you do, and also if you could just share with us what meaningful work means to you. When you look back over the course of your career, the years and decades and various ups and downs, what is it that has really helped you feel a sense of motivation, get out of bed in the morning and come in to do the jobs that you've had to do? So I think that would be a really interesting place for us to start.
Thank you, Narayanan. I'm Helen Brand, Chief Executive of ACCA. My job is to lead the global organization and I guess to ensure that we're developing the accountancy profession in the public interest, and as a very important component of that, ensuring that our 227,000 members and over 500,000 future members are equipped with the right skills, capabilities and ethical compass to meet the market needs. So in a nutshell, in terms of purpose, now I've worked for ACCA for quite some time. I've had no difficulty of getting out of bed in the morning because the organisation was founded to actually break down barriers and open up access to the profession. And that always has driven me, and I think drives most of the people who work for ACCA, in that we, as we've stated recently in our restated purpose, we're a force for public good and we lead the global profession by creating opportunity. And it's that opportunity piece that I really enjoy, want to drive and see it. We can deliver that everywhere in the world. That's the fantastic thing about the accountancy profession. I think we genuinely can have a global profession that is ethical and is giving the market what it needs to develop. So that's my purpose.
My name's Andrew Hobbs. I'm the EMEA Public Policy Leader at EY. What do? We help look after EY's brand amongst the stakeholder community, so everyone outside of clients. And in some sense, it's a risk management exercise as much as anything else. We're a highly regulated business across many, many countries. And we have the stakeholder matrix that we have is very complex. And I work with leaders all around EMEA, 98 countries, to work with that. And it isn't just a case of managing it. It's also a case of working with those in those communities to make the system better. And that sort of brings me to the meaning, what's made my work meaningful over the years. I mean, before getting to purpose, I think teamwork and people gives my work meaning. But the higher purpose I have is I really enjoy solving problems, finding solutions, policy solutions that protect not only investors, but wider stakeholders in the capital markets. And I enjoy finding answers to those questions. And there are a lot around at the moment, as you all know. So that would be what gives my work meaning.
Daniela, could I possibly come over to you, please?
Hi, everyone. I am an assurance partner and I sit in the Toronto office in Canada. And I have a couple hats. I am the assurance innovation and digital leader. I'm also the assurance energy leader. So it's two different hats, but with every industry, it's nice to have the two backgrounds because they're quickly merging together. So that's pretty interesting for me. In terms of purpose and meaning in my everyday and in my career, I think it's a couple things. One, over the years, it's been the more important thing in my day to day is really just helping others in their careers and inspiring them now that you can get to that level. And I think the second thing for me personally, what I've enjoyed is being able to reinvent myself over my career. So you start in audit and kind of a general auditor. And then over time, I went into recruiting. And then if you had asked me 15 years ago if I would be the digital innovation leader, there's no way I would have even thought that starting in accounting, that's where I'd end up. So I think for me, the big purpose and meaning of all this is having that ability in this profession to literally reinvent yourself every few years. And you look back and all of a sudden you've got all these skill sets that you just never thought when you're graduating from university that you'd have, because you just think you're just in accounting.
Hello, my name is Steve Heathcote. I'm chief executive of Prime Global, which is it's the most diverse accounting association in the world. There's around 300 firms, about 850 offices worldwide, and they're all different sizes, small, medium, and large. My job really is to help them collaborate. And that takes two forms, sometimes to help them learn and develop together, and sometimes to take business opportunities together. In terms of my own sense of purpose and what's motivated me over the years, I've always tried to do things which I think make a big impact on people's lives, make a big difference on people's lives. And that actually took me to the accountancy profession, because my feeling about the accountancy profession, if it's all about creating trust, confidence, helping businesses grow, that helps create jobs, it helps people with the skills that they can reinvent themselves. And that's been very motivating over the years. I've drifted towards big change projects because I like doing new things. Again, it's that sense of making a difference, making an impact. And I really do enjoy working with really good people. I've been fortunate over the years to have some brilliant bosses, including Helen Brand. And the great thing about that is it you know, you work with people who bring the best out of you, and they make you feel that you are realizing your potential and you are making that difference. And the accounting profession is an excellent place for that.
Hello, everybody. My name is Alan Young. I'm a EY partner based out of London. I have two hats as well, actually. I lead our data analytics initiative, which EY is branded as Helix. And I also lead our methodology team. And actually, that's been a really interesting opportunity for me to bring together how we use data analytics and embed it into our audit process, develop the methodologies around that. So although two separate responsibilities really enabled me to bring those together really nicely. In terms of, you know, what gets me up in the morning is variety. You know, each day you start the day and you go, you're not quite sure what the day is going to bring. You might look at your diary and think what it's going to say, but actually, you know, you get to the end of the day and it's been very different to what you would expect. And I think that's the same for everybody in our profession. Huge amount of variety in what we do. And the other thing I think is change. We're at a point of big change in our profession. The technology has a big role to play for us. And what we're doing at EY in terms of embedding data analytics, emerging technology into our audit process is a real game changer for the profession. And so it's really good to be part of that and to, you know, to have an opportunity to lead in that change.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, all of you. And what really comes through is the range of different things that you pick up on: problem solving, to trust, to public interest, to innovation, to variety. And I suppose all of them are part of the answer. And I suppose on different days, different bits of that shine through more strongly. But it's a really, really interesting mix.